Hey there. I am so excited to dive into a topic that's been making huge waves in the Bitcoin community lately. We're talking about dog mode, and honestly, it feels like a huge win for user freedom.
It certainly is a significant proposal. Dog mode is essentially a proposed adjustment to Bitcoin's relay policies. The goal is to boost censorship resistance and give users more sovereignty, all without touching the network's core consensus rules.
That sounds amazing, but to really get why this matters, we have to look under the hood, right?
Exactly. You have to distinguish between two architectural layers, consensus rules and relay policies. They do very different jobs.
Right. Consensus rules are the strict, immutable guidelines. They're the law of the land that decides if a block is actually valid.
Precisely. Relay policies, on the other hand, are much more flexible. They govern how transactions enter and move through the mempool before miners ever see them.
And here's the thing that keeps me up at night. Historically, those relay policies have filtered out low-fee or suspicious transactions to manage congestion. But if they get too restrictive, they act like hidden gatekeepers, effectively censoring valid transactions before they even reach a miner.
That is the vulnerability dog mode addresses. By widening relay acceptance, it ensures a much broader range of transactions can propagate across the network.
And I love that it operates at the relay layer rather than the consensus layer. That means we avoid all those scary coordination challenges and potential network splits that come with hard forks.
Correct. Supporters argue this restores true user sovereignty and stops infrastructure providers from exerting centralized control.
But we have to be fair, right? Critics are sounding the alarm. They warn that a more open relay environment could invite spam, strain node resources by exploding mempool storage demands, and even disrupt how the fee market works.
Those are valid concerns. At its core, the dog mode debate centers on a fundamental governance question. Who actually controls Bitcoin's finite block space?
It's this complex dance between four key groups: miners prioritizing fees, node operators enforcing policies, developers maintaining the software, and users choosing what to run.
When relay policies are tightly controlled, a small subset of infrastructure providers can effectively dictate transaction priority. That feels like a step backward for decentralization.
This is where dog mode shines. It challenges that dynamic by advocating for a more open relay layer. It empowers users to transact freely, even if it forces the ecosystem to confront hard questions about congestion and scalability.
Censorship resistance remains one of Bitcoin's foundational promises, after all.
Exactly. Restrictive relay policies undermine that principle by creating these hidden points of exclusion. It feels wrong when the network starts saying no behind the scenes.
Dog mode attempts to reinforce that resistance by ensuring the relay layer doesn't become a bottleneck. However, implementing this shift requires careful trade-off management.
It's not just a technical tweak, it's a practical challenge. Allowing more transactions into the relay pool increases the computational and storage burden on nodes and may alter how miners prioritize their work.
These are not minor technicalities. They are network-wide challenges that require community testing, iterative development, and broad consensus.
I think that's the beauty of it. It forces developers, miners, and users to sit down and reconsider how the network operates in practice.
Ultimately, dog mode does not rewrite Bitcoin's consensus rules, but it fundamentally reshapes the conversation around network governance, block space allocation, and decentralization.
It's a perfect example of Bitcoin's decentralized governance model. Technical evolution comes from open discussion and community consensus, not top-down authority.
Precisely. Whether dog mode becomes standard infrastructure or remains a contested proposal, its primary achievement is reinforcing a critical reality.
And that reality is so important. Bitcoin's governance is a continuous, adaptive process, not a fixed endpoint. It's always evolving, just like we are.